Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Trying to control the means of production, and that's all they, you know.
Talk to me about Kansas.
They outlawed online teaching.
Wow. So they have to go in person?
Yeah, and the problem is so many teachers are sick, they had to cancel school, but they're not allowing online teaching, so kids are just sitting at home.
We're raising a generation of uneducated kids who have, which is exactly what they want.
Yeah, I was talking to my sister today. The school systems back in Springfield around there, they're all closed.
Damn. Because
all the too many teachers are sick.
Everyone's got COVID.
Yeah. But at least they're doing online learning. Jesus.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of online learning, hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you from via the magic of the interwebs from Summit County, Colorado. That's right. Beautiful, snowy Summit County, Colorado, where all the tourists end up anyway. And this is your podcast where we take your topics and turn them into our show for 30 minutes of uninterrupted podcasting gold. I am joined as we are your distinguished hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
Hi, guys.
Mr. Max Salad Shooter Sarakistan Sarak.
Dude, turn is right. Can you see all these topics just spinning?
Can you even turn the thing? Is it too thick?
I can sort of see it spinning, but it sort of looks like it's just like...
I think it's an optical illusion.
Yeah. There's actually only one topic in here.
When it stops, you can see it.
I can't see the vertical ones because they're spinning, but it just looks like there's the...
And where it stops, nobody knows.
That's right. Well, we pull out of our salad spinner a topic submitted by you, and Max is going to tell you how to submit such a thing to our podcast.
Yeah. It's in all of our descriptions, so it should be there on whatever you're listening to this podcast to. But happy to talk about that again. Topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. You can email us. That's pretty damn easy. You can hit us up on some of the social medias, Instagram, at Ignon, Twitter, same thing. You can, if you're old like we are, Facebook, you can message the show and become a friend of the show and get your topic to us that way. Or you can click the submit a topic button if you're on our website. And and then we'll give you a t-shirt. And if you give us enough podcast topics, then you too will become a saint. And as we are recording digital, perhaps we can have all our saints on. Last week was a holy week, as the good...
It was the great feast of Dr. Zooks.
Yes, MB. Yes, joined us. So, that's how we play at home. Oh, and, I love this. Not Jeff, but Josh, Saint Coates.
Oh,
wants to know, is college a scam?
Yes.
Josh Coates. Did you go to college? How do you know Coates?
P.S. Josh Coates and I went to high school together. We spent many an early Saturday morning on speech and debate buses with one another.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Not college. You guys went to separate colleges.
Correct.
He didn't.
I'm just trying to get some context as to what might have led him to this question.
I mean,
does he think his college experience was a scam?
Do you not think college is a scam? Are you the defend college then? Because I think Jeff and I are on the same page.
I hardly ever look at that piece of paper that I have that I paid way too much for and way too much, even for the fucking frame. Highway robbery.
Wow, you got yours framed?
Yeah, but it sat in a tube. And the empty frame was in my dad's storage unit through like three or four moves between the two of us.
Okay.
And eventually it got up here to Colorado. And I was like, you know what? I've been here a decade. I think I can finally frame my college diploma.
Damn it, Ben. I should get mine framed. I'm going to get it blown up really big and frame that.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude. Put it on that wall. Put it on your ceiling.
I'll put it on the ceiling. You see that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine's up there above the window.
Oh, nice.
Can't really see it, but.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe you can. I don't know.
No, I'm
fairly. That's my diploma.
I'm fairly certain
my diploma
on this podcast before, but like I am 90% sure that it has been thrown away now, but there was a certificate from the School of Business that I never picked up, that I earned, that I like literally just never actually went to get because that's how much I cared.
Well, I mean, they mailed mine to me because I didn't go to fucking graduation because I didn't give a fuck.
Oh, I went to graduation.
Okay. Sure. I didn't do that because
I went to the College of Fine Arts graduation, which was very small comparatively at this, you know, when like, you know, the College of, I don't know what's a good, the, I don't know, the College of Business does theirs at like the football stadium. You know what I mean? But there's like,
well, that's curious. My university, I guess.
Thousands and thousands. Ours was in like the chapel. It was like, there was maybe 100, 200 people there.
They didn't, at my grad or our school, they didn't divide up schools. It was everyone together. So
I think it's just because
4 hours. Fuck that.
It's just because they're so massive. Like, you know, at a big state university, there's just so many people graduating.
Florida's
like
probably a lot bigger than
tens of thousands. Yeah.
We got to be careful about talking over each other on when we are digital, as that stuff cuts out and does not work out well for all parties involved.
I'm sorry.
I would say, I mean, aside from like the networking and who you meet at college, I mean, I don't think it's what we were sold. The story we were sold.
Very true. Yeah. It was, you know, given to us as this like, oh, it's your golden ticket. You got to go to college. You got to get a good education so you can get a good job. And I'm like, I could have learned to be an underwater welder with a 6-week certification program and make 10 times what I currently make without a college degree. Just saying.
You might be dead already, though.
It is a short lifespan on this, but like I could have been, I don't know, an electrician. I could have been, I don't have to be an electrical engineer to be an electrician.
No, and I would say trade school is the way to go.
Oh, absolutely. I would, and that was never an option for me. Like it was just never, my parents would they let me go and get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in musical theater. But they didn't be like, hey, you know what you should do is you get, you're like, you know, become a journeyman electrician. Like that'll always serve you well. And I was like, they were like, you can go be a doctor or a lawyer. Or you could, you know, my dad, who has a degree in business, was like, yeah, you don't want to go into business. But he might have a degree in computer science now that I think about it. But like, computer science,
be fair, this is also a very skewed.
Oh, absolutely.
Audience, as we all chose to move to ski towns. So it's not like we decided to join corporate society or like become professionals in that way, with the exception of you, Ben.
Well, I am a professional, but I chose the environment in which I like New York City, where, you know, arguably the big theater gigs are, that's not for me. That lifestyle, I tried it for a year and a half and I was over it. I was like, nope, never going to do this again. And I missed I had been to Colorado and the bug had already bitten me to return to the mountains. So I was like, I can't, I traded the, you know, that concrete skyline for the granite one out my window.
Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like the only reason to go to college is if you need a specialized degree. That's the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like initially, I went to college thinking I was going to be an accountant, which that would make more sense. But then when I realized halfway through, I'm like, dude, I'm going to hate this life. And then I switched to philosophy.
I will say.
Yes.
You switched to philosophy. And what difference was that?
I enjoyed it, but it's a worthless degree.
as measured by like how much you will earn because you have a philosophy degree, yes, no, that is certainly a worthless piece of paper. I would argue there are some intangibles there.
I love having that degree. I love it. Does it serve me? I don't know, but
I would say the experience is worthwhile, the education is not. Like, and I think it goes back to what you were saying, Max, that and what we just mentioned is the intangibles, but also like the networking piece and just the social piece in general. I mean, the amount of growth I had in my own personal life in those 4 years was night and day. Like, and I think about, you know, people who were at my, you know, school, you know, if my social circle had frozen at the end of high school, I would be a much different person. You know what I mean? If I never left my hometown, if I never went to college, I never would have gotten a job out here in Colorado to come out here. And that changed the course of my life quite significantly, accepting that job. And it was supposed to be a summer gig, and then it just turned into 15 years of being in Summit County.
Okay, I certainly would agree with you, but how much of that do you think is the experience of college, and how much of that is moving out of your parents' house, moving out of the town where you grew up, and getting on to your own? I don't necessarily know if going to classes and living in a dorm are like incremental to that 4 years of growth and figuring things out as the just like the freedom and being on your own is.
A very good point. I guess something that had crossed my mind earlier was also just like going to college is sort of a way to force somebody, you know, a young person to get out there. Like if they might, and it's the socially acceptable, at least in some circles, version of, you know, striking out and leaving your hometown. It sort of forces you to get out of that comfort zone. I mean, there's plenty of people who end up going to the community college down the street, and that's a great experience. I think it's important to, you know, get out there, see the world, even if it's just going to a different state or going to a different town and being on your own and experiencing what life is like outside of what you've known up until that point in high school at 18.
That's certainly
why you should join the military.
I mean, that's one way to go. I certainly am pro gap year, and even in the sense that, you know, there's a lot of countries where the expectation isn't college immediately after high school. It's like to go travel for a year and then come back. And I think about all the things that I have learned about myself and the world and others through travel. And it's like, oh, well, that's not a bad way to go either. I would also say there's value in joining the workforce for 2 years and seeing like what that grind is all about before going back to education to give you, I mean, I think it would give me a bit of an appreciation for like, oh, wow, you mean like all I have to do is show up here and learn and take this test. And like, that's my big responsibility.
Yeah.
Not to mention like the cost, yeah, like factoring the cost and the debt. And so being a bit more precise about what you were studying, what I was studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that reminds me that's sort of what happened to my wife, Lady Hollywood. She had sort of been following the same prescription I had out of high school, was a dancer and a performer. And so she went right into a performing arts program and sort of found herself in a position that she didn't really like. You know, it wasn't a good program for her. It wasn't, you know, it was, you know, she was a little out of, you know, out of her element, I think, at just getting into that environment, and it was very competitive in a way, and it wasn't supportive anyway. And then, so she sort of ended up looking at like, I'm spending all this money. My parents are spending all this money. She had saved up a lot of money because she's very fiscally responsible as well, but her parents were helping her. And she's like, yeah, I gotta take a minute and figure this out. So that's when she came back from Santa Fe and came back to Colorado and was just like, I'm not going to spend my money on something that I don't want to be a part of. And then she sort of figured out what she wanted to do. She took a year. I think she was working at Borders at the time. That was when she started doing Borders. And then she decided, hey, I think I might go for marine biology. And then through the Western States Exchange, whatever, she was able to get in-state tuition prices to go to college in Hawaii, in the Big Island of Hilo, and studied marine biology. And then she got back into theater and dance because she found a renewed love for it after taking off you know, about a year of time to sort of save up money and figure out what she wanted to spend her education and her time and life on.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot to be said for that. And I was like, that was a very forward thinking position that I don't know that I would have had at the age of 19.
Jeff, I'm curious, as a philosophy major, because as Ben was talking, I was thinking here about like some of the benefits of my college experience, and I can get to that in a second, but I'm curious if there is like an idea or a class that in studying philosophy has like influenced your life to this day that like changed your life.
I always enjoyed the ancient Greeks more than anything. Stoic philosophy, stuff like that. I mean, that's probably the thing I probably carried with me the most.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I mean, just rhetoric, how to argue, logic. That's what I carry with me. I mean, the modern stuff, man, I never enjoyed it that much.
Yeah.
But I mean, also part of it, and I'm going to kind of go back. I mean, I'm a little older than you guys. When I went to college, it was dirt ass cheap, you know, relative to what it is now. I mean, I laugh. I think a semester back in the 90s was, Jesus, was it even $1,500? I don't even think it was that much for a semester. And then when you hear about kids now, they'll have $100,000 in debt. So I would never do that, you know? Walk out with a useless degree for $100,000. That's just dumb. So I don't know. My experience is different in that case.
Yeah.
I would tell you, don't go to school unless you want to be a doctor, lawyer, some kind of scientist, computer scientist, marine biologist. It's just hard these days because why would you get a fine arts degree? Yeah. I mean, not to rip on fine arts, but
Hey man, none taken. I'm kicking myself for it too.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I'm one of the few people, honestly, that
no, like, you're using it, man.
Is in the industry of that I got my degree in, at least of the people that got like, you know, theater degrees. Mm-hmm. Everybody else I know is like either they're teaching or they're in back in school teaching other people arts, and that always struck me as odd.
Yeah.
Like there are some who are career academics, which is a great thing, great thing to do with your life. But like when you're in a position of power and training people, actors, you know, some of the lowliest of us for the real world, and you have never done that because you went straight from your undergrad to your, you know, master's to your doctorate program. Sure. And then you got a tenured teaching position because this arts program was just getting going or whatever. Like there were several professors at my college who I look back and I just completely discount everything they said because I was like, they have no concept. Like, and you know, everybody always talks about like, where's that class that teaches kids how to do taxes and stuff? And it was like, there's no class on how to be a working actor in New York. Like there's just no class on that. You know what I mean? Like I can study period styles and do a, you know, romantic era comedy or something. And I can do that all fucking day. I'll talk to you about Molière. Who do you want to talk about? Let's do it. But like, has that ever come up ever for me? No, because I'm a music theater actor, but you know, I can tell you all about Stephen Sondheim.
I bet there is someone who has put together an online course that is how to be an actor in New York City. Like, I bet we could Google that right now.
I bet
now.
There's a YouTube.
Absolutely. And like that, and they may sell information products.
I bet they do.
But I neither here nor there. So not only college, like with the expense, but I would also say seems to be the case. This is what I've always thought. So I never went back for a graduate degree, but it seems like I am one of the few of the people that I know. And it seems like the opportunities that I was promised, quote, you know, air quote promised, with a bachelor's degree are now things that require master's degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then it's only, okay, so follow that to its logical conclusion. Like when we're 60, when the podcast is 30 and is that all going to be PhDs? Like, that's what you need to be competitive?
Like, oh, you got to have a doctorate. You got to have a doctorate.
And $300,000 of debt.
That's a self-perpetuating money-making model for many institutions, I assume. I could see the benefit for them to be like, oh, yeah, you know, you got to pursue this for, you know, oh, well, most degrees are 8-year degrees now. You know, most most jobs are requiring 8 years of experience or degree programs, you know.
I was told the millennials just don't want to work.
That's exactly it. We're just lazy and entitled, and we're just, well, why are there no jobs? Why are there?
Oh, God.
We're just like, you know, we all just want to, you know, be on, play video games and eat our avocado toast and get off my back.
It's so good, though.
Avocado toast is delicious, and I don't know why it gets such a bad rap for millennials. I just like,
I don't know. I'm Gen Xer and I eat that shit.
I'm sure somebody thought of putting an avocado on a piece of toasted bread way before 2013. Just saying.
I mean, the boomers shouldn't have invented toast if they didn't want us putting shit on it.
Or avocados.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hear about an avocado before 2010, so I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Interesting note about avocados, though. Like, thinking back to our youth, like, I never saw avocados as a kid. Like, they just weren't around. We didn't buy them. They weren't as ubiquitous. But I think NAFTA actually changed that. I think that's why we see avocados and where, like, the rise of those in our life and awareness.
The age of the avocado.
There you go. For all of our delicious fatty acids and healthy fats.
That's funny. Yeah, it wasn't deep into my adult life until I came across an avocado and was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, aside from like folks who lived in California where avocados grow.
Well, I mean, us sure. Midwest folk, we didn't know what that shit was.
Dude.
I mean, I think I only saw it in the green, like Chili's guacamole paste. Like that, it was never really an avocado in it to begin with, but. Mm.
Maybe.
May contain avocado.
Yeah. Yes, avocado flavored food. Yes, avocado flavored whipped topping.
Artificial flavorings.
So Ben, you're a dad. I mean, I know we're a ways away from Ryan going off to college, but what advice will you give your son in light of this topic?
He starts next week.
Oh, cool. Get a job. What are you, 15 months old?
He's no, not even. He's going to be 14 months.
I know. Time to support yourself.
Mm-hmm. Time to get out of my another 10 days. Right? I don't know. I think I'm going to encourage him to do something that he is passionate about and do something that in whatever way is meaningful to him will make a difference. I know that's a very trite answer, but
it's pretty vague.
You said nothing. Okay.
I mean, like, okay. I don't want to, you know, I don't know. My parents encouraged me that, you know, they never once were like, music theater, Ben? Really? Like music theater? Maybe they a couple times I would get that, but they were very supportive. They were always, you know, telling me to pursue my dreams. And part of me is like, I wish they hadn't. I wish they had just said, you know, maybe Ben be a little more practical.
They
like,
were
you
too
know.
Supportive.
You know. Smash those dreams.
They were so supportive that they let me, you know, but they let me, for better or worse, whether I consider it, you know, I don't really consider it a mistake, but I consider it, you know, it was certainly a choice I made and whether there were other choices that could have been made, but
that's you know, life, right?
They were willing to let me, you know, they left me room to make any mistakes that I was going to make. You know what I mean? mm-hmm. whether or not it was choosing theater or, you know, dating my ex-girlfriend in college. But, you know, like there was only one girl who they were like, Ben, you need to run. Like, no, you need to get her out of your
That was the weather lady, wasn't it?
It was not the weather lady, though. They never met her. I don't think that ever got that far.
Wasn't a dinner thing. I get it.
It was not a, hey, bringing home to meet the folks. But there was this one woman who they were convinced was just trying to get pregnant by me and like and wanted to, you know, tie me down. And my mom was Mary was not about that.
You are a catch. I get it.
Hey, you know what? I was a rising music theater star for a long time.
You had a band?
I was in a band. God, I was so cool. Oh my God. So cool.
Well, the good news for your son is his good old Uncle Max will shoot him straight when it comes time to make those choices.
Oh, for sure.
So I'll happily be that influence.
You guys did. I mean, so on the opposite end of that spectrum, I was sort of at the end of my rope with theater. I was like, I was done. I was just I'm over. I was overworked. I was stressed out. So pretty much like it is now, but. I was like, I need to change. I had my, like, you know, 27 quarter life crisis. And I was like, I'm going to go to law school. And that was my path. I was like, I'm quitting theater. I'm going to go back to my original plan from high school, which was in high school. I was going to go to law school. And so I was like, just shy of putting the down payment on the first semester of classes. And we had what we still call the Benervention with Benji, the former host of this podcast, and Max had me over for a big breakfast because they know that's the way to my heart through breakfast foods, you bastards. And they were like, law school? Really? Is that going to make you happy, Ben? And I was like, I don't know.
Misery loves company.
Pass the bacon. And Max and I had two Benerventions because my good buddies Kevin and Matt also called me and were like, Ben, law school? Really? This seems out of left field for you. Turns out I was just I was burned out. I was just, and I needed to like recenter myself and reestablish my passions. And, you know, and I did. I think it was a good. I in the meantime, I was dabbling in a career in human resources, if you can imagine that, listeners. And then I sort of had an opportunity to go back to the work at the theater and myself, and I found a renewed passion for it, and that's gotten me this far. So I think I've gotten a little more perspective on it now. But that experience is invaluable, and I don't think my college degree or college experience had anything to do with that.
The Bentervention was the day I actually learned how to make an omelet. So, you know, everyone was learning things.
Oh my God. What a momentous day.
Hey, dude, I make a lot of omelets. I think about that shit.
It's a good thing, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was. You know my love of breakfast foods. If you ever need to tell me something serious, just take me to breakfast. Even not serious. Just take me to breakfast. Jeff, just come on.
Someday.
Take me to breakfast. When I feel Lion's comfortable.
Den or whatever the fuck, Mountain Lion Cafe.
The Lion's Den. I think that's a gay club in Colorado Springs. Not sure.
No, the Lion, actually, that's a triple X store.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, there's a bunch of those.
Oh, is it really?
In Kansas, it's called the Lion's
Den. Oh, yeah, there's some in Ohio, too. There's actually a running joke with some of my friends about owning Lion's Den.
Nice. I mean, there's always that Ryan triple X store.
Ooh. You can just sell an adult novelty store.
Just sell dildos, man.
Sell dildos all day long.
Those are never going away.
No, it's true.
Yeah. So you pass them 100,000 times on a road trip, and I never stopped at one except for one time when I was in college, I think. I was just like, I gotta see what all the fuss is about. Maybe I'll buy myself a DVD or something. That'll be fun. And I walked in and it was like the most skeevy, like double wide trailer-esque wall lined with dildos. There was this like cage that the cashier was in. It wasn't like a dancer or anything, but like And I was so like just jaw dropped. I couldn't believe I was like, and this, it just felt so skeevy. Like it was dingy, fluorescent lights. Like it was like something out of a movie in my head. I don't know if this is true, but like the fluorescent lights were flickering, you know, and it was just like, hello there.
Were the floors sticky?
The floors were sticky. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it was just weird. It was weird. But I was, you know what? But I'm better for that experience. I'm glad I did it.
What were you going to say, Jeff?
I just say, and Ben's been a regular customer since.
Oh, dude, you should see his punch card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frequent Fapper. Is what the Frequent Fapper Club.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
I mean, I can see the DVD collection behind you.
Yeah, it's just lining the walls.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what the dartboard's for. That's how you pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All that war. Like,
what genre do we need tonight? Oh, look, bestiality, fun.
Ooh, what sort of mood am I in?
You know, that's why I let the dartboard decide.
Does anyone do erotic D&D? Because I think that could be the niche you guys should get into.
In what? Go on.
A YouTube channel that's erotic adventures.
There is, in fact, a live stream on Twitch that is like erotic D&D.
Really?
It's weird. Like I didn't watch it much.
Fucking liar.
So you're speaking ignorantly and uninformed about this.
I checked out their like page. They weren't on or anything, but I was just it's like we are like a, you know, it's sort of like ASMR, like a podcasty type situation, but I think there's some sort of video involved. And I don't know if it's just like kinky storytelling or there's like, you know, graphic stuff, and again I don't know, but I was reading the description that was on their page and I was like, this is weird.
I would like to perform fellatio. Roll a 20.
I think it was like BDNDSM, you know what I mean? It was
add
like,
my constitution bonus.
Oh, dude, roll the deep throat.
Save versus gag reflex.
Yes.
I'll never forget the pillow of mistress taking.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's what happened.
And I was going to wrap it up.
Oh, my bad.
Which is always a good, if you're involved in BDSM friends, always a good idea. Wrap it up. Safe hey, everybody. Way. This has been Ignorant Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We have been your hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson.
What's our safe word?
Pineapples. It's always pineapple.
Oh, it's real cool that he cuts out when he's giving us our safe word.
I know, right?
did I cut out?
Did I cut out?
The safe word is pineapples, is what I was going to say. But maybe, I don't know, my internet decided to be unstable, apparently. But maybe I'm still on. I don't know. Hey, make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantuninformed. Twank us on the Twitter at @ignorantun. You can send your topics to topics@ignorantuninformed.com. And we're going to be back next week with a brand new episode, so hot ash freshness all up in your grill. So, you know, peace off.